It's the Reader's Notebook for Thursday, February 23rd, 2017. Today is the birthday of British Navy Department official Samuel Pepys. That's P-E-P-Y-S. Born in Salisbury Court off Fleet Street in London in 1633. His father, John, was a tailor. His mother, Margaret, was a sister of a Whitechapel butcher. And Samuel was the fifth of 11 children. Today, he's best remembered as the faithful recorder of a decade of key events at the beginning of the restoration of the Stuart monarchy in a remarkable diary, which gives modern readers their best glimpses of London in the 1660s. The accepted pronunciation today of his curiously spelled name is Pepys. Samuel himself definitely pronounced his name that way, as do the descendants of his sister Paulina. However, other branches of the family pronounce it Pepys. Pepys was sent away from London in his youth to escape the turmoil of the Civil War and the possibility of contracting the plague, from which some of his brothers and sisters had died. He returned in 1660 and entered St. Paul's School. He took his bachelor's degree in 1664 at Cambridge and entered the service of Edward Montagu as his secretary and agent in London. Montagu became the first Earl of Sandwich, and as his success and prominence grew, so did that of Samuel Pepys. Now, this Earl of Sandwich is not the namesake of the popular snack food. That honor belongs to John Montagu, the fourth Earl, who is Edward's great-great-grandson. The late 1650s were turbulent times in England, and therefore there was a great deal for Pepys to write about, and this was doubtless one of the reasons for beginning his diary. His vanity is also given as a reason. Being proud of his achievements, writing down the events in which he had had a part, gave him great pleasure. Rereading them was even more enjoyable, apparently. By the time the diary ended in the spring of 1669, Pepys' professional success was well established. He was the acknowledged right hand of the Navy, master of an elegant household, owner of a coach and a pair of fine black horses, a man rich enough to retire and live with comfort, if not in abundance. Because his diary finishes in May 1669, this is the last we read of him in detail. However, his life had only reached the halfway point, and much of his career lay ahead. He took on many other administrative and advisory roles, served as a member of Parliament, and became president of the Royal Society in 1684. He had learned friends in many disciplines. In 1679, Pepys was forced to resign from the Admiralty and sent to the Tower on a charge of selling naval secrets to the French. The charge was subsequently dropped, however, because it was baseless. In 1701, he was in failing health and moved in with Will Hewer, an old friend who looked after him. He died on May 26, 1703. Fellow diarist John Evelyn commented on his life in these words: "He was universally beloved, hospitable, generous, learned in many things, skilled in music, and a very great cherisher of other learned men." I'm J.D. Reader, and this is the Reader's Notebook for February 23rd, 2017. Write it on your heart that every day is the best day of the year.